Ugh.
What's wrong?
My internet slowed down. I hit my data cap.
You should switch to Digital Path.
Why?
Digital Path has unlimited data. Its internet is faster than DSL, available more places than cable, and has no data limit.
You mean I can do all the things I love on the internet with no worries?
Yep, and plans start for less than $50.
Wow.
So if you want worry-free internet for streaming, gaming, sharing, surfing, chatting, working, or play, call Digital Path today. 1-800-676-PATH. Digital Path. High-speed internet for everyone.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez, and yes, Chico, California, the rumors are true. I'm coming to you Saturday mornings right here on KKXX AM 930 from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Caution, we don't sit around the campfire singing Kumbaya, so join me right here live on KKXX AM 930.
Thrivent Financial for Lutherans helps make preparing for retirement easy. How? It all comes down to smart, simple strategies. That means no overly ambitious savings goals, just doable, manageable solutions to help you retire more comfortably, no matter what your means. Smart, simple, doable. Just ask any of our nearly 3 million members. In Chico, your Thrivent Financial representative is Daniel Cluis. Call 530-321-4059. Registered representatives for securities offered through Thrivent Investment Management Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Chico Now. Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
I'm gonna give you my heart. 'Cause you're a sky, 'cause you're a sky full of stars. 'Cause you light up the path.
Welcome, Chico. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now, and this is our Monday edition, which from now on is going to be live. So today is September 15th, and right now I'm live with you. The Monday show is going to be more therapeutic in nature. It's called Helping People. So while we're still Chico Now, we're also helping people with me, Jessica Wilkerson. I'm a marriage and family therapist, registered intern with the Board of Behavioral Sciences here in California, and I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. And this format is a call-in format, so what I want to hear from you guys is to call in and talk to me about your parenting, relationship, family issues, whatever's on your mind or in your heart. I'm here to talk to you. This is not considered therapy, though. I want to make sure that that's very clear. Therapy is sitting down together face-to-face for a 50-minute session. An hour session in therapy is 10 minutes short of an hour. It gives us a little bit of time to do our case notes and use the ladies' room. And that is therapy. So this would be more of advice or counseling, listening, and giving you some edification for your life in general. So I wanted to give you a little bit of my ideas about what is counseling or what is therapy, because a lot of people, especially in our faith-based community, are a little bit confused, and they think that therapy is you looking at yourself, being self-centered instead of God-centered. And as a Christian and as a therapist, I think that that is something that is contrary, actually, to what I believe is therapy. And I say this because the Lord gives us all different gifts, and one of the gifts that he gives us is insight and an ability to sit still and to sit with somebody else and to hold their pain that they're having a hard time holding. And sometimes, no matter how much we pray, or there are people who don't pray, and they still have a hard time with that pain and holding that in a place that is safe for them and where they can be able to reach out to others and have a career and have a healthy social life and a healthy family life. And so going into the therapy room, with me at least, is sitting down and finding a way to be at peace with what's going on in your life and how to find empowerment into ways that you can better relate with yourself and better relate with other people around you. Because a lot of times we get stuck in our communication patterns. We speak to ourselves certain ways. We speak to our spouses a certain way. We get stuck in these different ruts. And we can beat ourselves up and think, why does everybody else seem to have it together and I just can't seem to do anything right? And we go into this cycle of this negative self-talk, and we'll pray and we'll pray and we'll pray and we'll pray, but we keep on talking. We can't seem to give it over to the Lord, and we can't seem to hand him our sorrows. We just keep taking them back for ourselves. And so sometimes we need a helper. Even Jonathan needed a helper, right? He went off to battle, and in the Bible it talks about he and his helper went up to battle. He and his sword bearer, that's what it was. And the Bible talks about how he conquered and he saved everybody and all of this stuff that happened. And I was in a sermon once with up in Reading at the church that I attended, and the whole sermon was about the sword bearer and how much faith that he needed, because they left the camp at night to go and invade the enemy, and he was bearing Jonathan's sword. He didn't have a sword, so when push came to shove and the battle began, he had to give Jonathan his sword, and then he fought by his side, hand in hand, with just the faith of the Lord, with nothing of his own, and they came out of it victorious. And I never know where stories are in the Bible, so don't send me an email asking me where to find that story. Ask your local pastor. But when I think about that, I think of the role of the helper, and that's what I think a therapist is. Whether you're a counselor, a therapist, you have your PhD, a social worker, if you're in the helping profession, you are the sword bearer. You're the armor bearer who is standing beside the other person who has to battle their own battle, and they have to live the life that they're living. And what my goal is to help hold that and hold that for you. And I pray most mornings before I go to work that the Lord will use me as his vessel, that he will help me know what to help these folks, because I don't have all of the answers. I go to a lot of trainings, and I have a lot of education, but I have the education of man, right? So when we come back, I want to accept your phone calls. If you have any questions about what is therapy like, or if you have any questions going on in your life that you wanted a little help with, I would love to take your call. The phone number is 894-7325. Just give me a little 1 or 2 minute snippet of what's happening, and I will do my best to give you a little bit of a hand up. I'll hold some of that armor for you. Please listen to these commercials first, and then give me a call.
You must be the guys from Somalia.
Sudan.
The job she never wanted.
It's our story anyway.
In America, we are nothing.
That is not true.
Will become the family she never expected.
I don't think they're going to make it if we don't help.
Critics are calling The Good Lie uplifting and inspiring, full of hope and humor. Reese Witherspoon.
I will pray for you.
DRD.
DRD?
Means great white cow.
Well, it's better than a lot of things I've been called.
The Good Lie. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In select theaters October 3rd. Everywhere October 24th.
Man, last night we put on an epic light show.
So epic.
The crowd loved us.
Wait, there are only 4 people out there.
Yeah, but did you see their 4 faces? Their eyes lit up brighter than ours, and we're fireflies.
Yeah, we are.
And we're going to be out here rocking out our light show at a forest near you. So come check us out.
Check us out.
Whether you're rocking their world or they're rocking yours, some memories never fade. Come alive with the forest. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest near you. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Now, here's David Hocking with a sneak peek of this week's Hope for Today.
Imagine you're a Jewish girl, you've heard these things all your life,
and then to hear an angel tell you that the boy born in your womb is going to fulfill all of it. That Holy One that's going to be born will be called the Son of God.
We have that and more on Hope for Today this week. Join us.
Tune in for Hope for Today weekdays at 8 a.m. here on KKXX.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Chrissy McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
All the little things are gone, the things we used to be. Nobody could take us down, there was only you and me. And without you, I can't be. You're the universe to me. You're the air in my lungs, you're the fields where I run.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now and Helping People. I'm a marriage and family therapist registered intern with the Board of Behavioral Sciences under the supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist. And we have a live call-in show happening right now. Today is September 15th. If you're listening at 12:30, it's live. But if you're listening at 6 p.m. or 9 p.m., it's the recording. So next week or right now, you can always call at 12:30, even if you don't have time to listen to the whole show. And then hear and talk to me, and then listen to the whole show again later when it's recorded and hear your own self. And we have our very first caller, the first caller ever to call on the show since today is the first day ever. Hello, this is Jessica Wilkerson, and you are live on Chico Now.
Hi, am I on air?
You are.
Hi, my name is John.
Hi, John. What can I help you with today?
Well, I'm a father of a rambunctious four-year-old, and I work at, you know, I do a lot of work at work, and sometimes I have to bring my work home, and I would like to be able to figure out a way to calm my son down to allow myself to work, because it's really difficult with all the distractions and stuff. And I don't want to be, like, you know, mean or, you know, discourage my son from being, you know, playful and stuff. But it's really hard to figure out a way to be able to get that quiet time. Is there anything you can help me out with this?
Sure. So it sounds like you are at work 8 to 5. And is he in child care somewhere during that time?
No. Well, he does get some child care from my parents, but... my wife takes care of him as well. She works part time.
Okay, so you're at work all day for your normal work day, and then you come home, and you have a little bit left to do that you couldn't get finished at the office.
Correct.
And when you're trying to get that finished at home, he's excited to see you. He's running in and saying hello and distracting you. And if you had a little bit of quiet time to do that, you could get done a lot quicker. That's what it sounds like you're saying. Is that accurate there?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate, yeah.
Okay, so when you get home from work, do you go straight into the office, or do you spend any time with him or the family when you come home?
I usually try to get right to work. I'm in that work mode already, and it's just easier to be able to get the work done and then be able to spend time with my family after I get my work done.
I can see where that would totally make sense as adults, that you're already in that work mode. If you can just get it pumped out, get it done and over with, you'll have the rest of the time to spend with your child. However, if I think about it from the idea of a four-year-old, if I was a four-year-old and I just spent all day with mom or all day at daycare and I didn't see dad all day, I wouldn't have the forward thinking to know that when dad finishes this, he'll have all evening with me. All I would have is that I haven't seen dad all day and I'm super excited because I love him a whole lot and I just want his attention. And I wouldn't really know the difference between right attention and wrong attention. If I was being frustrating or annoying, I just know that dad is giving me attention.
And so I wonder if when you came home from work, and it'll be hard for you because you're still in work mode and you don't really want to get out of it, but if it's absolutely necessary that you bring your work home, if it's not something that you can stay and work a little bit later at work and just come home a little bit late and leave work at work, if that's just off the table, then I wonder what it would be like if you would come home and have a little bit of time with him. A lot of clinicians call it floor time. Sometimes they call it rug time or carpet time. I call it floor time. And you spend 15 minutes engaging one-on-one with your child, doing the activity that he chooses to do. So if he chooses Legos or Army Men or Barbies, it doesn't matter. If you don't know, even if you don't know how to play it, it's an activity of his choosing for 15 minutes on the floor, whether it's the living room or the bedroom, it doesn't matter. It's the idea is 15 minutes of your unadulterated attention doing the thing that he wants to do. And that will satisfy that urge to get your attention, and you'll be able to easily transition out. And using a little egg timer for the 15 minutes so that he begins to know that when the egg timer beeps, that means time is over. He will be able to transition for you going into the office and trust that you'll come back out to play with him again, because he will satisfy that need for your attention. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes very good sense.
Okay, well, we are half out of time. I like to talk. So we have a commercial break. And if anybody else wants to call, give us a call at 894-7325.
Here in Sycamore Glen, we actually like to think of ourselves as a senior resort.
Every day is just like home. It is home. I love it here.
We encourage people to come down and visit us and to take a tour, to look around, to have lunch on us or dinner on us and experience Sycamore Glen. Not the lifestyle you need, but the lifestyle you've earned.
That's Sycamore Glen. For more information, call 894-0384.
Do you shop online at popular places like Amazon, 1-800-Flowers, Orbitz, Family Christian Stores, Groupon, Lego, Old Navy, and more? You can help us raise funds for the station with one quick stop before you shop. Please go to shopkkxx.com before you shop online, and popular merchants like Amazon.com will donate a portion of your purchase to the station. It's that simple. Just one quick stop at shopkkxx.com, and you can help us continue this great Christian programming.
They say the best things in life are free, because we, your local radio broadcasters, have always entertained and informed at no cost to the community. When tragedy strikes, radio is there, even when others are not. We bring you talk, news, and music, all aimed to engage, inform, and motivate, with one goal, serving the public. The local broadcasters of radio, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Christine McShane.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
Chico Now. Chico Now.
Call 894-7325. I'll take your questions live on the air. 894-7325.
To see you tomorrow, and every tomorrow, maybe you're letting me borrow your heart. And is it too much to ask for every Sunday? And while we're at it, throwing every other day to start. I know people make promises all the time, then they turn right around and break them. And someone cuts your heart open with a knife, now you'll be.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now and Helping People. And remember, this is a live call-in show, so if you have any questions, please call at 894-7325. You can also send me an email at jwilkerson@chicocreekcounseling.com or tweet if you use Twitter. And what you do is you say hashtag, or no, @ Chico Jesse. You know, I sound young, but I'm not as young as I sound. And I still say, you can Twitter me. And all the young people laugh at me about that. So, that once again, that number is
894-7325. And I want to remind you guys that this is not considered therapy. If you feel like you have something that's really dire on your heart and you need to speak with a therapist, I take clients, so you can always send me an email or a phone call or call another therapist in town. This is just a quick little radio show considering counseling and advice giving. So while we wait for our next caller, because I know you guys are going to call, right? We will talk a little bit about some subtle signs it might be time to see a therapist. A lot of people will wait to the last minute. Little things will be building up and building up and building up, and then they wait until they are in a crippling anxiety or deep depression. They're suffering full-blown insomnia or self-loathing before they finally break down to see a therapist. And I think part of that is because we want to be stronger than we are sometimes. And I think another part of that is the stigma that is out there for seeing a therapist. And maybe I'm a little desensitized because I love psychology and I can talk about it all day. We could do this as like a 4-hour show and I could just ramble about psychotherapy, but I won't, I promise. But I think that there's a stigma out there about receiving therapy. And I really want, one of my goals with this show is to break that stigma, because really it is just two people who have different specialties. So you went to college and you got a degree in engineering. Well, I could never build a bridge. I would come to you for that, right? Or you went to school and you're a podiatrist and I don't know how to fix my feet. I'll probably be seeing one eventually one of these days. I really love high heels. But I went to school and I learned about psychology and therapy and a ton of different interventions of how to help people who are experiencing different types of suffering. And so coming to see a therapist, whether they're a licensed clinical social worker, a PhD, a marriage and family therapist, which a marriage and family therapist is an interesting title for our industry because we also see individuals. In fact, most of my clients are individuals a lot of them are experiencing issues in their family or marriages, but they're still individuals nonetheless. But they wait to come until things are out of the blue, and then it becomes this big shameful thing, like that they don't want to tell any of their friends or family that they're seeking therapy. But really, is it any more shameful to go to the cardiologist if you're having arrhythmia? It's not. So a lot of this stuff is happening, and you would go to the doctor for any kind of issues like that because of different lifestyle things that have been happening in your life or whatever. Well, the way that we've been thinking and the way that we've been speaking to ourselves, or the way that other people have been speaking to us, especially if we grew up in abusive families, causes us to behave in certain ways that aren't very healthy and are self-sabotaging in a lot of times. And those self-sabotaging behaviors hold us back. We're afraid. We don't feel that we're valued. We don't see ourselves the way that the Lord sees us. We can't step outside of our pain and our struggling to look at the worthwhile and worthy people that our Creator knows who we are, and that our friends know who we are. The people who love us because they can see all of the different parts of us. And we're not opening ourselves up to be valued or to value ourselves in that way. We're opening ourselves up to be loved or to love others because we're afraid, because we've been hurt in the past. And so before things go deep, before you have too much anxiety and fear in your life, or you're in a depression where you just you don't love the things that you used to love anymore. Things just don't make you happy. You have this kind of feeling in the pit of your stomach all the time. Or you just don't know what to do with yourself and you're at a turning point. You know that you could go left or you could go right, and you see the value in both of those, and trying to choose one is so stressful. Coming and talking to a therapist is not shameful. It's a way to get the tools that I have learned through all of these years and all of the trainings that I constantly attend, that I can share with you some of the knowledge that I have, just like as if you were going to a wise old crone. So that was a little bit of destigmatizing the idea of therapy and calling in. So every Monday I will be here talking to you live, and I want you to either send me an email with your questions and I'll read it on the air, And that email is jwilkerson@chicocreekcounseling.com. And you can go to my website, jessicawilkerson.com, to lead you all over to all the questions. See you next Monday.
We're more than just another radio station.
We are your station for encouraging, teaching, and talk.
You're listening to Life Radio, KKXX, AM and FM.
The last thing I remember was hearing my brakes screech. I was hurt and I needed help. The insurance company wasn't really on my side. That's when I decided to call the law offices of Lawrence Puritz.
As a former insurance defense attorney, Larry knows just how they think, which gives you the best strategy.
I knew he was the right attorney for my case.
Consultation is free. Call the law offices of Lawrence Puritz, your fair settlement expert.
Call 343-1614. Again, that's 343-1614. Lawrence Puritz, your personal injury lawyer.
CrossFit is elite training that everyone can experience.
Fitness programs come and go.
Greg Glassman, developer of CrossFit, has changed the world, transforming fitness into a measurable and meaningful sport.
It's like nothing you've ever done before.
All in-mo CrossFit classes and private coaching sessions are exclusively programmed by our 9 well-trained and diversified CrossFit trainers.
Once you experience it, you will be hooked.
You'll want to push yourself further and harder than you ever have before.
Discover an inner strength that you never knew existed.
InMo CrossFit is designed for individual scalability, making it the perfect application for committed individuals.
Regardless of their previous experience or current fitness level.
InMo's CrossFit workouts are designed and built to incorporate constantly varying and focused exercise movements.
Performed at high intensity levels.
The best part?
You create the intensity level for yourself.
InMo's CrossFit programs are extremely fun and safe.
And best of all, it works.
Take your fitness to a whole new level. InMotion Fitness.
Come get some.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips or drops, you've got what it takes. So be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.